The 52nd Gene Key. The transformational path of the 52nd Gene Key moves from stress to stillness, and it's the path of restraint. The real dilemma of the 52nd shadow is about breathing. It's about shallow breathing. Stress is a manifestation of shallow breathing. That's all it is. And you can see through this 52nd Gene Key just how deeply these shadows are collective terms. Because stress is a frequency that you allow into your DNA. It's exacerbated by the quantum environment in which we live. You see, most human beings forget how to breathe as they grow up. It's subtle. We're conditioned to forget. And because shallow breathing doesn't oxygenate your cells sufficiently, your whole rhythm begins to move out of kilter with the whole. This is how it happens. And then you actually create interference with the whole. What a profound thing it is to move out of harmony with nature. I mean, the moment we do, we experience stress. It's a biofeedback loop. And the whole body responds by activating neurological pathways in the old part of our brain. And because of our advanced brain development, our thoughts then become predominant. Because we were never intended to run our lives from our heads. But this is precisely what happens when we activate the lower frequencies of the 52nd shadow. Of course, there is a reason for everything in nature. Your body tells you when you've moved out of harmony in order that you can adapt and find the most effortless way forward. But we were never intended to live out of harmony. We actually become addicted to stress and the hormones it releases inside us, like adrenaline, for example. It's not that we actually enjoy it. I mean, this is the thing. No one enjoys stress. It's deeply uncomfortable. But we do become addicted to it. So when you only think with your mind, you're really operating out of a mere fraction of your true potential. The ancient Chinese called this hexagram keeping still, and it was symbolized by the mountain. And there's a great message in that, which is, there is no hurry. The fear that you'll miss out comes from this shadow. The fear that you haven't got enough time. It's all about time and our perception of time. Because when you're stressed, time is always running too fast, or it's running too slow. Stress also has this passive manifestation. And that's when we start feeling stuck, when time is going too slowly. That feeling of stuckness that many of us are familiar with, that comes out of this 52nd shadow. And when you feel stuck, it's only because of one thing. It's because your breathing isn't reaching down to your base. Because you can never really be stuck. You just aren't accepting where your rhythm is. I love in the Gene Keys how everything can be brought right back into the body. And every Gene Key has an archetypal association in the structure of the physical body. This 52nd Gene Key is connected to the perineum, right at the base of your body, that little space between your genitals and your anus. And this is where the breath arises from, the prana or the shakti, or the chi. And this is where it descends to. And this point has a direct connection to the fontanelle on top of the head. And those two points together, they kind of bookend the spine. So when you feel stressed, this is the place to tune into. Because when you tune in there, then gradually, slowly, the breath begins to return there. The 52nd shadow is also a collective phenomenon. It's generated by the world aura of humanity. So the more out of kilter we become with Gaia, the more stressed our physical body becomes. It's a shadow quantum field. And to rise above that field, that victim field, you have to do one thing. You have to slow down. Not your vibration, but your rhythm. Your biorhythm. The earth, Gaia, has a tempo. She has a heartbeat. It's called the Schumann resonance. So when you go down to the ocean or into the deep forest, that's when you'll feel the true tempo of the earth. It's magical. It's a deep, silent drumbeat sounding in every cell of your being. The DNA in your cells expands when it hears and when it feels this tempo. And when you forget this deep, natural tempo, your DNA contracts, sends your body into a stressful state, a survival state, as though there's an alarm that's gone off inside you. So the secret of this shadow, and every shadow has a secret, is to trust that alarm, and instead of ignoring it, slow down. Because most people, they just ignore it and carry on. Most of the world today is living with the alarm bell still ringing. And if you hear it all the time, soon you get used to it, and then it becomes normal. So the secret is, trust the alarm. Trust your discomfort. Stop what you're doing. Slow down. Breathe. Come into your base and tune yourself back into Gaia's heart. At the gift level, this is such a great gift, the 52nd gift of restraint. Of all of them, you know, this is one of the least appealing sounding or exciting. And paradoxically, it's in many ways one of the most powerful. And if you have the 52nd gene key in your profile, you're blessed. You're blessed because you have the capacity to slow down time. Doesn't that sound cool? You have the capacity to bring others out of stress. What a lucrative life you can lead in this day and age. So the 52nd gift is really about the art of focus. These people are only really interested in the long-term view. That's why they know to take their time in everything. Everything in the universe has its natural rhythm and its timing. Everything has its seasons, its ebbs, its swells, its dips, its flow. So the genius of the 52nd gift is to align oneself with this cosmic timing. And in doing so, you gradually begin to bring others into alignment with their natural timing. When you meet someone living out of this gift, you're meeting someone whose breath is rooted so deeply inside their bodies. They're really like great anchors. They're so grounded. That's why this is called the gift of restraint. Because an anchor allows an organism to rest, to come into a natural pause and regain perspective and clarity, and above all, timing. And this gift has a huge impact also on the emotional body. It communicates and exudes calmness throughout the aura. There have always been people in the world who remain completely unflustered by crises, by external crises, by emotional turmoil or human conflict and war. There have always been such people among us. And these are the people of the 52nd gift. When you're that deeply grounded inside yourself, then all of Gaia and all her natural rhythmic power are literally at your disposal. So if you have this 52nd gift in your profile, you are such a person. So restraint is not as bad as it sounds. The process of transformation through this 52nd gene key is one of deep slowing down. It's also a deep calming environment for others, both at the emotional level and at the mental level. Because once you've established calmness, clarity emerges. And then whatever situation you're in life, there's always an easy and an obvious way forwards. As we've seen, this is a deeply collective gene key. And it has this central question. How can I be of the greatest service to the universe? It's a great question. And this gift will demand that of its entire environment, whatever profession you find it in. and it's therefore highly attuned ecologically to all natural living systems because it sees and knows how an environment most naturally survives and thrives. If you think about it, all natural systems require restraint. And it's not about putting the brakes on your enthusiasm, not at all. This gift is filled with optimism, with idealism, with enthusiasm, because that's what the dynamic energy of life is. But this gift provides a natural patience, a waiting, an attunement to a deeper flow that lies beneath everything. So if this is your gift, or if you feel drawn to contemplate this gift, these are the secrets you're going to discover inside yourself. The secret of slowing down, and the secret, timeless secret, of the breath. And when you get to the city of stillness, well, there's a wonderful quote. It's from the Bhagavad Gita, from the Ashtavakra Gita. Even when he is still, the selfish man is busy. Even when he is busy, the selfless man is still. Stillness is how the world is going to be transformed. Now, I know that on a first pass, that doesn't seem to make much sense, but it's an absolute truth, let me assure you. Because deep within your DNA, stillness is all there is. And when you enter into the world of these cities, we're really entering into this paradox over and over again. Because the ultimate stillness is to be found in movement. And our bodies are constantly in movement. At the cellular level, we're literally being rebuilt over and over again every hour we're alive. And yet one day, when our body's dead and gone, there's nothing but stillness. So the movement is within the stillness, and the stillness is within the movement. Stress, the shadow of this gene key, contains stillness. And only when you slow down do you begin to remember that stillness. That's what this gene key is all about, the process of slowing down. And stillness is not death. It's not some icy, lifeless world. On the contrary, stillness is bursting with potential and potency and life. True stillness is about awareness. And only the selfless man or woman is really still. He's still because he is not. He's so in harmony that he's merged into the background, and all of life and love moves through him. Stillness is effortless. In fact, it's beyond effortless. It's beyond frequency. It's beyond the mind. It's beyond understanding. The journey through this 50-second gene key is one of gradual or sudden realization. Slowly, as the gift of restraint turns your awareness inwards to your source, you move out of the stress of the shadows and come into alignment with your greater reality. This city involves the release of hormones that silence thoughts. This is Eckhart Tolle sitting on a park bench, gazing into space for weeks on end. And this is the fury and passion of the dervish disappearing into the dance. It's both ends of the spectrum. And not only do gaps open out between your thoughts, but your emotional field becomes placated in some way. So that an emotion may rise up inside you as though it's in slow motion. It moves so slowly, you could almost reach out and touch it. And turn it over in your hands before it finishes its course and breaks the surface. All your inward processes occur as though in slow motion. A feeling or a thought becomes like a precious penny dropped into a pond. You watch and you marvel as it spreads throughout your chemistry and runs its course to dissolve once again into the stillness. Now there's only the breath, silently moving in, silently moving out. And of course, there's the stillness at the center. So when the 52nd city takes you, there's simply no more drama in your life. You observe it all from a distance. But there's no part of you that is interested in playing the game anymore. The stillness is simply too captivating. It wells up inside you, breaking over you in wave after glorious wave, bringing such peace that you can no longer put anything into words. Stillness is in every cell, at the heart of your DNA, within the core of your atoms, where the mystery of the universe is constantly pouring through you. And from within this stillness, activity naturally arises, and its only interest is to reach out and touch the stillness in others, in all things. Stillness sees only itself. It's the wellspring of joy. It's the font of bliss. It's the end of all seeking. It's that most magical of places, the place where everything meets at the end of the rainbow.